Got a special guest in studio this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Adam Marshall, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be here. Good
morning. Yeah, yeah. Tailgate Motors, as we're kind of partnering on a lot of stuff here for a while, and wanted to kind of get your feel for how the car market is right now.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I think people have been waiting for a long time for prices to finally come down and make their buys. And prices have come down about 20-25% in the last year. And they're starting to level off. And I don't know that they're going to go much lower because of the pandemic and the slowdown in vehicle production and buys that happened in 2020 to 2022.
Okay.
There's fewer lease returns coming in over the next few years.
And so you think those people are just keeping those vehicles, or how?
Well, they were vehicles that weren't sold. So remember how car lots for a while there were just basically empty?
Yeah.
And you know, it was all the new cars that were coming in were special orders, and there was a long delay in getting stuff produced because of all the supply chain interruptions that happened during that time. And what that's done is kind of this delayed snowball effect. So as prices have come down from their pandemic peaks, they still haven't returned back to their pre-pandemic levels. And I, from the data that I've seen, that's not going to happen for probably 2 or 3 more years before we start to see prices really normalize again, because there's about a 5 million car shortage, I think.
That's what I was going to say. What's the inventory look like? I mean, right here in our area, in the Midwest, do you think vehicle inventory is, where does it set now?
Yeah, so new car inventories are coming back up to maybe what they were before. But the problem is that new car prices, you know, they've received those year-on-year 8 to 15% price increases over the last 3 years. And so it costs more than ever to buy a brand new car. And so people move to the used market to save money. And the used market is still somewhat inflated because of all of those, all that lack of inventory on the used market still.
Yeah. Interest rates also maybe make a little bit of an effect or not. If you need a vehicle, you need a vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if we pull out on 23rd right now and our car gets smashed, right? Interest rates don't really matter when it comes to that.
Or
when hailstorms come through and destroy your vehicle. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that people have to be put in the car. And so there's that normal stuff that happens. And then, I thought interest would really slow things down, but it hasn't for us. We had a record month in last month, and so we seem to still be firing on all cylinders. Rates right now, you know, if you have good credit, are in that 7-9%, depending on which bank you finance with and how long and all that. But it doesn't on a used car, you know, like a $20,000 to $30,000 used vehicle. 2-3 percentage points doesn't affect your overall payment as much as you think, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're buying a newer vehicle in that $60,000 to $80,000 mark, it starts to really, you know, it adds another $100 or $150 a month to your payment. Whereas on a cheaper car, you know, you're looking at like a $20 to $30 a month difference.
Yeah.
And so it isn't the end of the world. I know people hate seeing 8-10%, you know, on their law contracts, on their bank rates, but that's just the reality till the old Fed decides to lower some rates for us, which is supposed to happen towards the middle to end of this year.
Yeah, we're talking with Adam Marshall with Tailgate Motors right here in Fremont, our studio sponsor. When somebody comes in, typically, what's the typical customer looking for?
Well, so we have two locations here in town, and the one on South Broad is more towards people with a $15,000 budget, you know, and there's a lot of cars and SUVs on that lot, and maybe some older pickup trucks.
Uh-huh.
The lot on 23rd is more of a higher end used. So the people that come in that lot, they're looking for mid to larger SUVs, diesel pickups, that kind of thing. And we have it all. We've tried to market to people that are on a lower budget and people who don't have a budget, you know? And so, we've tried to hit all the markets, with what we carry.
Good deal. Is there a time of day or does it matter where people are coming in?
It's so funny because we try to figure that out. It just seems to be totally random. You can be crickets at 9 on a Monday, or it can be chaos at 9 on a Monday.
Sure.
Yeah. Saturdays tend to be the busiest days with the most foot traffic. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the day, as people get off work and around lunchtime, the phone typically rings a lot because people are at work, surfing the internet, finding stuff that they like.
Sure.
And then on their lunch break, we'll give us a phone call. That happens a lot. And then at the end of the day, people get off work 3 or 4, they come down and check stuff out. It doesn't take long, if you decide to test drive and buy a car. If we can usually have people in and out of there in under an hour.
Wow, that's great.
Which is most people appreciate.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the vehicle we got parked out front here, 2018 Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah, so we got this nice lifted 2018 loaded up Chevy Tahoe.
Carla wants to know if you're gonna include the ladder. The ladder for her to get in.
The ladder,
Yeah, you might need some of those power retractable running boards on that
thing.
If you're a little vertically challenged, you're gonna have a hard time climbing up. And it needs at least a little ladder or something on the outside.
It's nice inside, though.
Yeah. It's a nice hot SUV. People love Chevy Tahoes. They've been making them for a long time. They don't make them like this one very often, where they're lifted up with some big tires and a lift on there.
But man, once you drive one of those, though, and you're looking around, you're like, man, I can see everything. I love this.
Yeah, you're not looking at other people's tires when you're sitting in one of those. Yeah, you're seeing over the roofs.
You're looking down at them. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
That's a pretty vehicle out there.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the search of, I know a lot of people look online and look at your vehicles and are coming in going, hey, I saw this one.
Yeah. So you can find us in a lot of places. So Car Gurus, Cars.com, Auto Trader. You can Google vehicles and they'll come up for our inventory will come up just by Googling. Like if you're looking for a 2020 F-150, you can just put that in Google and we should pop up in that. We're on Craigslist. We're on Facebook. So, that's one of the challenges when you're in the used car business is trying to get your name and your product out there on the internet, right? Everybody, the internet is kind of the great equalizer as far as businesses because they don't know if you are a small store that has 5 vehicles or a large store that has 500. And so we're all kind of vying for that advertising online. So we advertise on a lot of different platforms and, you should be able to find what you're looking for on all those.
You see a lot of people from ways away shop for vehicles on tailgate, don't they? Trucks in particular.
Yep. We ship all over the United States. We haven't shipped to Hawaii yet, but we got one going to Alaska here.
Oh wow!
Nice.
This next week. Yeah, we've got some good suppliers that give us one of our little niche markets is some older rust-free vehicles that I get off of the West Coast, or Utah. So I buy a fair amount out of Utah and then Oregon and Washington and California.
Nice. Okay.
Is pickups one of your main things? I can imagine that's got to be a biggie.
Yep, pickups is our main thing. Out of 350 vehicles in inventory, we probably have 150 to 200 pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Let's see. My other question was in regards to I guess when somebody buys a vehicle, they're not just buying something that hasn't been looked over. You have a garage that makes sure that the vehicle's in tip-top shape.
Yeah, so we've always utilized garages in town for our work because there's so much to go through that it's hard to get it through one shop. But this last year, we started Tailgate Garage, and we do our own stuff and we do retail work as well. And that's been a huge blessing to have because we've just been able to get through our inventory faster and get things looked over and checked out and make sure it's good for customers. And in the rare occasion that something does happen after the sale, because they are used cars and sometimes things break.
Something does happen every once in a while.
We can get them right in and reprioritize stuff. We have that control now, and we're not relying on anybody else to make that happen. And so that's been really nice to have that.
Yeah. Tailgatemotorco.com on the web, and we encourage you there to go take a look. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, yeah, Adam.
It was great to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get some commercials rolling here pretty soon. Oh, there he is, that Baron Vilwalk guy, I think, is going to be coming in here.
Oh, yep. Yeah. The man with the voice.
Adam, thanks again.
Thanks, Adam. Yep.